Okay, so we're doing the holy letters of the Rebbe, and we're up to letter 941. And this is dated on the seventh day of the second Adar Sheni, in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing it to this, to one individual. But the way the Rebbe, as we had spoken previously, the way the Rebbe would sometimes do, he, you know, before computers and everything, which you can very easily today, you know, send the same letter, just change the heading or the name. Or the Rebbe did this as well in those days. He would write a letter to several different people, and he would add, you know, like a few lines to the individual, what's important to them. So you'd give everybody the general letter. So that would be the
boilerplate.
Yeah, that's called a almost a form letter. They call it a kloli proti. This was a general individual letter. It's a general letter for everybody. Plus the remarks over there are individual. So the general letter, the Rebbe is sending these people. He's sending them the pamphlet. I mean, I call it a pamphlet, but it's a kuntres, meaning it's a publication of a short, you know, several pages for the days of Purim that are forthcoming. And the Rebbe is asking him to, for sure, the Rebbe says, you are going to see to it that everybody you can influence, that are you under your sphere, you will give them, merit them by presenting the pamphlet to them. They should study in it. So not only to study and to teach, to keep, paraphrasing the verse that we say in the before the Shema, to guard and to do and to fulfill the conclusion. What is the bechein? Bechein means, and therefore, every time when you learn something, when you study, you must come out with a conclusion. So what do I take out of this study? How is this? How am I going to improve myself? How am I going to improve my life? How am I going to become a better Jew? What does it mean to me? So every time you study, it should not be just academic. It shouldn't be just intellectual. It should also have a moral. It has to have a lesson. And from the Maimer that is printed in this pamphlet, the Rebbe says that notwithstanding the various different tests, the various different kinds of disturbances and preoccupations, we should stand strong, fulfilling the Torah and the mitzvahs in actuality. Especially, the Rebbe says, to add more strength and with more effort in the work of education, kosher education, to teach the children, the boys, the girls of the Jewish people, the mitzvahs of Hashem and the Torah. And even though if there are some places that through various different decrees, either revealed or through various different kinds of trick, they want to, to hold on to the shuls and the Beis Medrash. It says about Haman that he wanted to make them forget. He didn't want the Jewish children to study Torah, to forget forget the Torahs and the mitzvahs, and to sort of push them away from godliness. So we have to know that at the time when there's a decree, the more obstacles, the more difficulties and the complication, the hidden, that the people sort of turn things around. They say that light is darkness. Sometimes they have all kinds of arguments against the kosher chinuch. So he says the idea is that you have to add the light of kedusha, and the more light of holiness. Instead of lighting more light of kedusha, some people try to bring in more darkness of the klippas. So it says, during these times, Hashem gives you extra strength to turn the darkness to light. So not to become, you know, despondent, not to become, but to go ahead and increase. When we guard, for Mesiras Nefesh to the extent that we self-sacrifice for the younger, for the little boys and little girls. So then, based on the language of the Medrash, when there is little children, there will be bigger children, adults. You have to start with the children. If you have small, then you have big. If there is wise people, then there is elders. Then there is Torah, then there is shuls, there is study halls. The ultimate of everything is God rests His divine in this world, this physical world. Because when you subdue the other side and you turn darkness to light, then you bring down the light of the Ein Sof. The Rebbe blesses them with a joyful Purim and with regards to the older group. And here is a few different to different people that the Rebbe added these four following lines. So to one person, the Rebbe adds that I received your letter from the 24th of Shvat and also the Pidyon Nefesh, and I did read it by the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, I thank you for the good news of study of the Torah, that you're studying the Torah. And the Rebbe was always very much right, thank you, for telling him good news. And we spoke about it some time ago, that people, a lot of times, they turn to Hashem when they have a problem. But when things go well, you know, they forget about Hashem. I mean, not to equate, but you know, the same similar thing is when people have a problem sometimes, they come, they start looking for a Rebbe, and they start looking, say, help me, fine, I have a problem. But when things go well, they forget. They live their lives without remembering. And Rebbe always asked people, don't only tell me the bad news, tell me some good news too, because the Rebbe really cared about the people. He wanted to hear good things. He didn't want to only pray for them when they have troubles, but the Rebbe wanted to rejoice in their good or happy occasions. So when somebody says to the Rebbe that they're studying Torah, doing good things, the Rebbe says, let me know, I want to know about it, because that makes me very happy, that gives me happiness. So tell me the good stuff. It was one time I related that when the war broke out in Israel, and many of the Chabad people who go to the army went to the army, but before they went to the army, everybody writes to the Rebbe, Rebbe, I want a blessing that I return safely home. And then after the war was over, and you know, and Baruch Hashem, and the Rebbe somehow expressed through a letter to somebody, I'm not sure exactly, he says, everybody wrote to me when they were going that day for a blessing. Nobody bothered to let me know that we came home safely. He says, why don't you tell me the good news? You tell me always, you know, when you need the bracha, you know. So that's important also. Here, another person, Rebbe, writes that I received your letter from Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and I look forward to good news that you have started to doing organized work. You'll be successful both physically and spiritually. And the blessing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, will be with you so that you will be successful in both your communal matters and also your personal matters. And they will, his blessings will escort you during all times. And another person, Rebbe, writes, I received your letters, and here is the receipts. I guess the person sent a donation. So he says, the Rebbe says, I'm sure that your cold has already passed. I guess he knew, the Rebbe said that he had a cold, this fellow. And please tell me explicitly that it passed. And also, how Mrs. Masha Lipka and her sister, the daughter of Mr. Rosen Shichia, how are they doing? And I'm also attaching here three letters. If you think they're fitting, please pass it along, and I thank you ahead. Thank you. And another person, Rebbe, writes, I'm a little surprised that all this time there is no letters. You don't write anything, whether it involves your communal work, what you do in the community, and also your personal time that you set up for study the revealed part of Torah, the Hasidic, whether those personal matters that you spoke with me when you were here. Certainly you will notify me in the coming letter also. Also, what is going on with the activities of your wife, the Rebbetzin, as far as the Taras and Mishpacha family purity. And then the Rebbe, to another person, the Rebbe writes that your letter with the addresses I received but the travelers haven't come yet. Not sure exactly what the Rebbe is referring to over here, but something to that. Actually, in the footnote over here, they bring down the first original letter that they brought here was to Reb Shlomo Chaim Kesselman, who was the Mashpia. He was a spiritual guide and a great chassid in Kfar Chabad. That was the original letter. That was the first one. The letter of about this, those who are traveling, he's talking, that's talking about Bravman. I'm not sure exactly. And the addresses that he was talking about here, those were those are the people that they sent the books of Kohos that were printed to in Germany, I guess, and they sent them to, and they printed in Germany and they sent it to the United States, and I guess they gave it along with some people. So he got the addresses. I guess they printed it over there and they sent it over here, various different people, and they had to pick up the books from them because they brought it over. But the Rebbe's saying they hadn't come yet, so we can't go, you know, to pick up the books, but they're not there yet, something like that. Again, every letter has history behind it and has a lot of, it would be very interesting. Yeah, if the teacher of these letters would know all these things, so he can tell you, but I don't, unfortunately. So I'd like to know myself. I'd like to learn myself, you know, exactly. But we do what we can. So we'll leave it for now. Okay.